Ask the Podcast Coach for February 21st, 2015.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Oh, it's Saturday morning, and this isn't live. No, this is a welcome to Ask the Podcast Coach, where you normally get your questions answered live. And this week, Jim and I are taking a week off. Jim is out doing that jogging thing that he does, and I'm going to go spend some time with my wife. Since Jim was taking the week off, I decided, hey, let's just not do a show. So I want to give a quick shout out to everybody who shows up every week in the chat, all the people that call in. We are there every Saturday at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. And so what we have for you today is some of the conversation that happens after we hit stop. And this week we're talking about noise gates and other topics. So thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another live show. And if you want to, you know, leave us a voicemail, by all means, you can always call 888-563-3228 or go over to askthepodcastcoach.com/contact for more options in that area. And here is the after show from last week. Enjoy. Well, there was, I think it was on She Podcast, where they mentioned how, like, it's so, like, duh. Like, Facebook is primarily, you know, everybody, but right now Google Plus, Google Communities, all that, predominantly male. I'm like, no kidding, really? The tech guys are on the Google side.
Well, it's not a matter, this isn't an argument, I think, of Google versus Apple, right? This is, going back to my original point, this is a discussion of YouTube's subscription engine sucks. It's horrible, right? It's terrible. And I'm not even mentioning the RSS feed options that don't make their way to iTunes. I'm just saying Google needs to get their act together and fix the subscription stuff that they have on their own site and make it more like iTunes. It can be its own separate thing. In fact, it would be better if it was its own separate thing. I'm not talking about the RSS feed going into iTunes and making it work that way. I'm talking about Google having their act together enough that when you subscribe to a feed, you actually know how to go back and listen to it. You can actually manage it, right? The subscription name kind of denotes some management in that. That's what I'm talking about. iTunes came in after Eileen came in and started saying, hey, stop picking on Google, right? And it's like, no, we can't stop picking on Google. Their subscription engine's terrible. Fix it, Google. That goes back to the original point. And I'm not heated or mad about this. It's just one of those things to say, come on, Google, fix the subscription. It would be so much better if it actually worked.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those kinds of things outside of iTunes if it actually worked. So that was my point.
The chat room has become on fire. I would love to hear why Nick doesn't like Appendipity. Addie mentioned PodClear. Ringer is another one. And then there's something called Cast that came on the scene, went, oops, hold on, and they went back, and now I know Ray was working with them. There's like three services that are all about how to record Skype calls. And then there's, it's like an open source thing that I hear is really cool, but their website was really horrible, which they have since updated. I'll have to find it. But there's another one that's another way to record Skype. And then Bill had asked, what noise gate should I buy this week? To my first question would be, do you need to buy a noise gate? Yeah, don't always.
Why?
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. But I said, if you guys want to, you know, the phone's still open. We just don't release this part. You know, if you want to call in, we could talk about that. But I mean, I like the DBX. It kind of depends, and this is one of those. There's no one size fits all. I mean, I love my DBX 286, but that's because I'm flying solo. I know the Behringer has a bunch of Composer Pro. I had one of those back in the day. I don't recommend letting that sit in a cold, wet basement because when I plugged it back in years later, it didn't really. I mean, I turned every knob on the thing; it didn't do anything. The name, good idea. Let's call it Cast. Yeah. But yeah, Bill, if you want to call in, we'll more than happy to chat that over with you. Again, the number is 347-850-8007. Except, I just thought about that. Jim, do you need to run? I know you got...
No, I'm good. The interns are good till 11:30, so I'm good.
Cool.
Yeah, I do a self-hosting option for Skype recording, mm-hmm. and it's not really difficult. I mean, it's just another PC, and it can be a very inexpensive PC that's got a single sound card in it and enough processor and memory to run it. And then you run a jumper cable, you run a out of the speaker and into the microphone, and then you join that PC to the call, to Skype call. And it gets, so it is kind of a, it's all the audio, including my own from the studio, is unified in that single Skype account. And then you record it through Audacity. You could use Audition. You could use anything you want to record it in there. And, man, that gives me enormous amounts of flexibility as a podcaster to kind of have my own, it's a recording server. One of the nice things is, especially if I'm in a bad location where the Wi-Fi is bad or where the bandwidth is bad, I can remote into that and get it rolling, get the recording rolling, and it's rolling from home as opposed to rolling from the location that I'm at, so that I'm not getting the worst. My bandwidth may be downgraded, but my bandwidth at home never is. And so it gives me really good clear. Now, it's all on one channel. I don't get separate channels. I don't really care about that for me. That works for me. It's all on one channel. But I'm a tech guy, and I've got some PCs laying around. I see in the chat room, Eileen just tried to do what I did, which she tried to post her YouTube RSS feed into the chat. That doesn't work. I tried it twice, and I put quotes around it to see if it would stop doing that, and it didn't. But I see we have another caller, even though we're post-show, Dave.
That's all right. I think this is probably Bill. Bill, is that you?
Yeah, Dave. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine. So why do you want a noise gate?
That's a good question. Actually, I'm getting pretty good sound right now, but I want to up the score, and it basically is for ScreenFlow. I'm trying to learn how to make better podcasts on ScreenFlow.
But here's
one of the problems I have. Go ahead.
Well, here's let's go back to what a noise gate. A noise gate is for removing noise, like a noise, a hard drive, a fan, outside noise, something that's hopefully not And the idea is, you say, look, my voice is at 8, the dryer is at a 3, so only let things that are at least a 5 get to the recording. And so if you don't have a lot of background noise, a noise gate is not going to really help you out a whole lot.
Okay, it's just for breathing.
Yeah, I guess you could do
basically,
that.
Because I go and edit.
Basically.
And it's for ScreenFlow primarily.
Bill, what do you mean when you say ScreenFlow? What does that mean?
ScreenFlow is like the Mac version of Camtasia.
Dave understands, like Mac. Yeah. Mac. It's funny to talk. Right. You guys, it's funny. Dave, a lot of guys around you aren't Mac. You're not Mac. Like, I mean, you're PC, and PC works good. But I'm Mac by force. And it's funny the two ways we think back and forth. Because I couldn't relate, to Fantasia, to ScreenFlow and all this. But it's ScreenFlow.
It's a recording piece of software, right? It's just a recording piece of software. Yeah. I mean, so it's no different. I mean, it's no different than Audition or Audacity.
It's meant to make videos. It's mainly capture a screen. They have a cool, I just upgraded to 5, and I can actually make screenshots. Okay. I can do a screen recording of an iPhone. And that's when I went, learntosubscribe.com is going to get a major upgrade in the future. Or an iPad. So that's the new thing. In version 5. I upgraded yesterday. I've yet to play with it. But, so it's a pretty cool thing. But you could also just record your voice, and it does all the, you can do lower thirds and swipies and flippy-doos and all the other fun stuff. It's a cool program. And the beauty of Mac software is you pay through the nose for the hardware, and then the software is like $30. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, I'm making a little bit of money right now installing WordPress for people. I do it. I help out. Believe it or not, I help out a lot of politicians who are going to run 216 because they get taken to the bank on their websites.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is I'm trying to teach them how to set up their website, how to manage it with HostGator or Bluehost. And it's real simple. So I'm going around a lot of just helping them out for a few $100. So now they can self-manage, learn to do that, learn to get their own donations with all the middlemen. I think it's a great price. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to do more professional tutorials, things of that nature. Hey, I do have one question for you. This is sort of a touchy question. And Dave, how is your course being affected by the quote-unquote free podcast courses that's out there right now?
I don't know, but here's the thing. I actually thought of, I thought about this this weekend. I bought the domain, I think it's podcastingforfree.com, because I thought about it. I have enough people. I had somebody.
Oh, that, good idea.
Well, not really, because think about this. I could make a course, sell it for $50 on how to use all these systems, and you could actually podcast. You know, obviously, you have to pay for the microphone. But in theory, you could use your earbuds and, you know, you could basically podcast for about,
right,
you know, $30. The people that really want to, that like don't have the money for that, probably are not going to put out the $50 for the course to learn how to podcast for free. I thought about
true,
that. I'm like, let's really think about that market before I go making videos on how to make a website out of Tumblr and, you know. But, you know, the thing that I get from my audience is the fact that they can say, what do you think of this? And 9 times out of 10, I've heard of it. And if I haven't, I will go find it out. And you know, you're paying me for my experience. It's kind of my job to know stuff. The free podcast court, that's fine. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with firing up two microphones and you and your bud talking about it. And that's cool. I can definitely help you launch that podcast. The problem I have with that is that same person in about 13 episodes is going to go, why am I not making any money? And I'm like, you said you didn't want to make any money. You're just going to do it for fun. And it's like, so you started in, you went left and now you want to go right. And now, you know, you got to change everything. So, you know, so I don't know if it's affecting me or not. I mean, there's been free stuff for years. Why is it when you type in podcast consultant, I'm on the front page? Don't know. Glad I'm there. You know, in some cases, you get what you pay for, you know. So now John Lee Dumas, of course, has his free podcast course. And I might actually do something similar to what he did, because I've been batting around the idea of having a short podcast. So I thought about that. Maybe I'll just do like a 30 course. And then I got a couple ideas batting around. I got to get the School of Podcasting where I want it first. But in reality, I don't worry what other.
FYI.
Go ahead.
FYI, when I install WordPress site up, I charge a couple $100. I get a nice steady bunch of clients. I always put the Blueberry feed in there. I get them going, set up. But I say, here's how you do a podcast. But if you want to learn more, I shoot them over to your school. So,
well, beautiful. Sign up as an affiliate, buddy. Sign up as an affiliate.
I got to get that link going. I only have like 2 affiliate links on my site. So
there you go. Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, thank you. Enjoy the show as always. And
thank you, Bill.
I'll send you an email on that. Noisegate and use your Amazon site.
Thank you.
Take care.
I appreciate that.
Take care, Jim.
See you, Bill.
See you, Bill. Awesome. So
did we answer his question about the Noisegate?
I don't think so, but I think he figured out that he.
Okay.
Well, he understands he's going to send me an email about it, and I'll just say here, use the Composer Pro or use a DBX. Somebody asked, the DBX only has one XLR input and one XLR out. Then I forget what I have coming out of it, but it's kind of meant for one per channel kind of thing. Where's my affiliate? schoolofpodcasting.com/partners will get you there. And for the record, that's probably going to change. I got a bunch of really cool stuff coming down at the School of Podcasting. It's really weird. I was literally one step away from being done, from doing my move, and I found some new technology, and I think it's partners.
Oh, you got sucked into this shiny object.
I did. And it's something that I kind of preach, but I kind of, you know, you start buying things for features that you never use, you know? And it's like, okay, this one allowed, like the one system I have right now at the school, if I wanted to, I could have a point system. Like for $100, you get 200 points. And this class is 50 points. This one's 37 points, and you can spend it the way you want. Great feature. I'll never use it. I could go on and on, and I found this new system, and literally, when I moved to the School of Podcasting, I've been doing it off and on over the months, and it took me a lot. I redid a good 30% of the School of Podcasting in about a day, and it has features that I've wanted that I didn't have. The only thing that has me worried is I don't host it. I really have to put a lot, but it's owned by a fairly big company, so I feel that way. But it's going to make things really cool, and it's really going to expand the affiliate part of the world, and it's pretty cool. I'm like, that's one of the things I'll be doing today. But it's I have been tempted by the shiny objects in the past, but I kind of went, you know, I contacted the company and I'm like, hey, you know, can I get a trial version of this? Because it's actually not even out yet. It's coming out in, I think it came out yesterday. No, it's coming out at the end of the month. And it's awesome. And I can't really talk about it yet besides the fact to say I can't wait till this thing's come out. Because if you're going to do a membership site, it's, you know, it's, because right now I'm paying for Wistia. I'm paying for Optimized Press. I'm paying for Digital Access Pass. All those things, plus my media hosting, which I still say, have your own website. But this is, you know, in the end, it's like $35 a month for, and they host my video. I'm like, how many videos can I have? Any limit on bandwidth like Wistia? No. I'm like, really? There's no limit on the bandwidth? And then, nope. And I'm like, okay, so we'll see. It's a very scary thing because I'm going to put a lot of my eggs in a basket of people that I kind of know. And I'm like, eesh. But on the other hand, I don't have to worry about my website being slow anymore because I'll have the School of Podcasting. We'll still be the School of Podcasting. But when you go to the membership site, it's going to go over to this thing, which will be very, very cool. So we shall see. Yes, but I've been, I was laughing. I'm like, am I casturbating? I'm like, no, this will actually benefit the, you know how many people get uptight about that word? That's amazing.
You know, when you first put that out, I thought, like, oh, boy.
Yeah, and that's why I like, did. Ooh. I was like, it's right on the edge.
No, it is edgy. It's very edgy.
Yeah, so, and what's really odd, somebody bought the domain years ago. So I can't say I coined that because apparently somebody else thought of it. Because, like, yeah. You know what? That might be a book someday. Let's buy that domain. I'm like, what do you mean it's not available?
What about podcaster baiting?
That might be. Yeah, I'll have to check into it.
You know?
But,
Joe.
Right. Makes you go blind when you look at the bright, shiny things. So,
well, it's, he says, Jason says that's already a show. Apparently, I didn't Google that one in advance.
Pastor Brady, I could see that. I'm sure all the good ones are taken.
But. Yeah. Probably so. I think with going back to the gates, limiter gates,
yes.
Unless you have a really noisy environment or you're going to be live in a noisy environment, certainly those can, you know, what those limiter gates are really good for is limiting the echo that you're going to get if you're in a live setting and you got speakers coming out. So that's a really good example of when you want to do that because then you can really crank up that gate.
Yeah.
And it'll block anything, you know, because if it's coming back through the mic, then it will really, really, really block all that background noise, including the echo. That's where I would get it. I'm not sure the average podcaster sitting in their basement, even if it's a loud basement, I'm not sure they necessarily need a, you know, if they're using high LPR 40, then yeah, maybe, because that's going to pick up a lot more than these 2100s. But,
I don't know. The PR 40's got a pretty good, you know, if they were using like a. Yeah, if they were using like a Audio Technica 2020 or something like that. But,
Yeti Blue, one of those mics pick up a lot of that stuff. Yeah.
It's like anything.
And that's not bad. That's just what they do.
Yeah, it's like anything else with the noise gate. You can kind of overdo it too. I know when I first started out, I had a really noisy basement. And I would have it, you know, anytime I went I stopped talking, it would take it down to silence. And it became very noticeable then when it was coming on and off. And granted, if you're in the car, you didn't notice it. But if you're listening in earbuds, you're like, wait a minute, why is it, you know, it made it more noticeable where I think in the end, if I just let it alone, having a little bit of hiss, nobody would have noticed. But it made it note because all of a sudden you'd be there and go, you know, it's like, okay. So,
yeah. Well, hiss would be another reason, right, too. Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad, if you've got that or a hum somewhere in there, it would reduce. But you got to remember, as soon as you start talking, like you're saying, you open up the gate, and then if that hum is there, you're going to hear it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, I mean, you don't want to mask bad connections with a noise gate.
I was going to try to play, everything I have that makes noise is plugged into the mixer, like the iPad. Well, actually, I could do that. I'm not playing this now. So if I...
Hey, don't forget, before I forget, I'm out next week again. Okay. So
I don't think we're going to do a show next week. I think we're I'll do a best of or something. Okay, so here's this, right? So in theory, you shouldn't hear that now. But I could. If I wanted to, I could go and I can turn this down.
Oh, I see.
There. So I see the green light go away. So now you don't hear it, right?
Well, I heard it when you talked. But
that's the thing. When I talk, you hear it in the background. So it's cool, but then all of a sudden you're like, wait, I still hear And then I talk, and you're like, so it's that's one of those things where depending on the situation, stop! And now my noise gate's really, the threshold is turned way up. So I may actually sound a little weird because if I get kind of quiet, it starts to cut me out.
So, yeah, if you get too quiet.
Yeah.
Mike Howard also mentions the nice thing is is the clean gain. Oftentimes you'll get a little bit cleaner gain. You know, and that's probably something I'm struggling with at home right now is I think I got my gains a little too high. And it's not over-modulating, but it doesn't sound as good as it could. So maybe I'll try the 166. That's a dual channel. And I think it's 240 right now if you want to go that route.
School of Podcasting. Dave Jackson. Yeah.
We're going to start off with some quick podcast success stories.
Here again, podcasting is opening doors to people.
You're connecting with your audience, so you're getting to know them a little better.
Subscribe now at schoolofpodcasting.com.
I thought about doing this free podcast thing. I want to do a podcast. I haven't done a podcast from scratch in so long that I really wanted to do it and like almost do a white paper on it. Here was the topic. Here's the domain I picked.
60 seconds.
Shut up. Here, I can mute you. And kind of do that. And I thought about, well, I could do, you know, so many people that approached me want a podcast for free. And there were two things I thought about that. I'm like, okay, you could do it, you know, and actually do it using that equipment. I don't know that I want to be known or associated as the free podcast guy.
Right.
I was like, as a brand, I'm like, I don't want to be. I've already been called the Walmart of podcast training because my price is not $2,000 an hour. So that was when I was like, But I thought about it, you know, just taking some of the stuff that I've already talked about on the School of Podcasting. It really wouldn't be anything new. So here's the episode on microphones. Here's the episode on this. Here's the episode on that. Go to howtopodcast.com, you know, so.
Yeah, you know, so I've thought through that. We have these home tech tips that I do, and it takes me just as long to do a 10-minute home tech tip as it does to do a one-hour Home Gadget Geeks, because the time I spend now isn't in editing, it's in posting. Yeah. And so, you know, it's like I've already got two other podcasts to add. Home Tech Tips was a third, and it's a two-hour process to get all that and the show notes written and it posted and then it put out in all the various spots where everybody's at. So it's not a matter of, for me anyways, it wasn't a matter of content. I can come up with that. It was the time, just the time it took to get it posted. And the other thing I found with that is that stuff changes so fast. Those short little shows go out just as quick as they came in.
Well, that's what I thought about. If it was one topic and then I was like, well, I can't recommend the ATR 2100 because they don't make them anymore, or something like that happened, I can just go back and update the audio on that episode and have it fixed. But that's just – it's something I was just thinking about. It's something that's been in the back of my brain for a while, and it just – you know, I'm really – today I was thinking about not today, but this week. You know, all my other shows that I do, like the Logical Weight Loss Podcast – you know, I really don't want to quit that one until I hit my weight goal. Well, every time I get close, I'm going to change my name to Duncan. I yo-yo so much, right?
I have not heard the word Duncan
in a long time. That's what I thought. I thought about that.
Dunkin'
I'm like,
Donuts? Yes. Duncan yo-yos? No.
No. So I thought, nobody under 30 is going to have a clue what I'm talking about when I say that. You know, and then all my other ones have either pod-faded or on a very... You know, the Julian Michaels podcast I did during January because it was weight loss month, you know. But basically all the other ones I barely do anyway. And I thought I really should just cut them loose. I'm not really getting a whole lot from them. I don't dislike doing them. They're just, you know, it's like, you know what? I could take that time and just do, you know, something over here in the podcasting gym. But then everything I would do would be about podcasting. And I get some of my info that I report on from these other podcasts. And I thought, well, if I just, you know, contacted all the people I help podcasting and say, let me ask you, how does this work in your case? And then just use my audience as my resource for podcast stats and insights and things like that. So
I just,
So I just know it takes time and.
Yeah, let's wrap it. Guys, thanks for coming out and hanging out through the hour and a half with us.
Yeah, let me.